A lovely welcome, dear ladies. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast episode, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier. Today, I'm straight. I love this episode because I'm going to talk about targets. What is the difference between a target and the opposite, which is a wish? And how you can use these concepts, in fact, and how you can get the most and the best out for you in your life. So when you really struggle, you know, and you always have the feeling that you're fighting for your target so badly, you know, and then instead of, you know, things getting better, you know, you achieve them and then you're super happy. You just realize, in fact, what? I'm still not happy. Or in fact, you know, you want something else so badly, much more. Or, for example, you have wishes and, you know, wishes should stay wishes and they never come to reality. Then you know what? Listen to this podcast episode because I can give you a good step-by-step plan how this really, you know, comes to reality. So how wishes really come reality and, in fact, what you can do with stressing life targets, all right? So stay tuned. Thank you very much for listening. And I would say, let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training. You can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. So thank you very much. Yes, let's start right away that wishes are exactly the opposite of targets. And so defining targets and especially, you know, life targets and also trying to fulfill them put a lot of stress on us. And I'm very sure that you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially when you try so hard really to work towards them, to fulfill them and do fighting and, you know, and then maybe like on the way or even, you know, shortly before you could have made it, you're just completely worn out. Your energy is gone. And in fact, of being super happy and being proud of, in fact, what you've all achieved, you become unhappy, unsatisfied and desperate because you're so close to the target, in fact, to reach it and you didn't make it. And I'm straight, you know, I now would like really to have a closer look at this and also would like to give you an additional personal experience I could collect with that. And I'm straight, you know, I already was coach at that time. I think I was coach since about 1-2 years or something, you know. And the thing is, you know, when you think back in time, okay, so think about school or college. And you were trying so hard, you know, to do, for example, subjects you did not really like, but, you know, I have to do that. So the target is to get minimum that grade, how badly and strongly you were fighting to achieve that. So, right. And after you've achieved it, you were like, oh, no, OK, it was so much hard and so much pressure on you. And in fact, you're just happy that this pressure stopped. But in fact, you're not happy that you reached that target. OK. And I would like to top this in a little bit in addition that you see and understand what I'm actually focusing on, or like, you know, want to lead you to. All right. So. And I was, you know, already an adult and I told you I was doing coaching already since 2 years. This got really obvious to me and this really made me understand what is a target, in fact, you know, and I was already at that time 100% working in the consulting business. Of course, I already had, you know, started my company in the coaching thing, all right? And on top of this, I wanted to improve my, consulting opportunities by doing an additional college degree, all right? So, and you know that, and that, you know, work from Monday till Thursday, in fact, on Friday and Saturday, that you do like a training in addition. And for me, that was, in fact, this college degree, all right? So for 1 year, I'm straight, you know, I did this sort of management education and instead of really, you know, enjoying my time and focusing on different things, I was working, in fact, 1 year without having a break at all. So you were working from Monday to Thursday, and after that you were studying, or in between the time when you were, like, you know, on the airports, or the, like, towards the airports, or the, at the hotel room at night, or like Saturday and Sunday, you were really studying, doing homeworks, like repetitions and all these things, or preparations of presentations and whatsoever. So it was just one entire year nonstop working. I could not enjoy one thing. I was really worn out. Of course I passed. Of course I did not, in fact, did not even do so bad. And after that, you know, instead of being super happy about it, saying, "Whoa, cool, I reached this target, I'm a cool manager, I have now this additional degree," and, you know, getting better job opportunities and getting more recognition for it, in fact, I just figured out that I just wanted from one person their recognition for it. So that's the reason, in fact, why I decided to do this additional college degree, because I was waiting for one person to give me the recognition that I am a top manager, that I could do it as well. Because he did that as he was much younger, that beside family, beside the job, he did an extra college degree, you know, at that time. And I wanted from this man, and I'm straight, this was my father, the recognition that he, you know, would have come to me and said, "Michaela, I am proud of you. You have done a fucking good job. Thumbs up. Very great. I see you as a manager. Please step in, blah, blah, whatsoever." And, you know, as I really got the degree in my hands, this recognition did not come from him. Plus, I realized that, in fact, he did not even care. Plus, he did not even see it. So he did not even understood that I was standing there like a little kid, and, in fact, I'm waiting for his, "Well done, Michaela. Well done. Good job," you know. And this, you know, this self-awareness, in fact, what does this do with you? And I know that you know the answer, because this is a story which is not affecting you. This is a story from someone else. So that's easily, of course, to detect, you know. But this self-awareness really wore me out. It took all my energy out, physically and emotionally. And, of course, I got very absolutely unhappy and so depressed. And I did not understand for the first time why, in fact. And also that, you know, I was really waiting for my father to give me this, "Well done," you know, the clap on my shoulder. Also this, you know, this really understanding took a little bit longer. But as you understood it then, as I understood it, it was a very horrible, horrible feeling, I'm straight. Because all the done work, all the time, you know, you spent on this, and in fact, it just wanted to have from one person in your closest surrounding a "well done" and really a recognition from. And this is exactly what I would like to be heading to and talking with you about today, that I want you now to answer a couple of questions for yourself and be very honest and frank on well regarding your life targets. Okay, so what are your life targets? And now when I'm asking you this question, just be honest and answer that for you, okay? So, where do you would like to live? How much money would you like to earn in your money, in your life? So that you say, you know, that's okay. I can live with that salary. That's okay for me. What kind of job would you like to have? Is a life target maybe also for you to be married once? Or is a life target to get kids, one or two? What are your life targets regarding these basics, you know? Also where you live, your job, how much salary, your private life, you know, like married, not married, you have kids, or what are here the basics? And when you answer that for you, ask yourself, in fact, and I'm straight, just thinking about the story I just told you before, from whom do or does these targets come from? And that's a little bit tricky, because just think about who has a very similar way set up, or a life set up, where you saw from your childhood maybe how things have to be done. Or maybe someone told you in your childhood, you know, this is how it has to be done to become successful or to be successful or to get recognition or to be a great person, you know. And here you focus on, of course, your parents. Maybe your sisters or brothers. You concentrate on your friends, of course, you know. Or maybe your peer group. You know, for example, Instagram is a very good thing, you know, to see what are the other people doing and achieving and you know, heading to inwards towards their lives, you know, and how successful they are. And is this really then your life target, or is it in fact the target of other people which you just adopted or you just tried to imitate? And this is very important, because when you identify them as if you have tried so hard to achieve them, or that you're still, you know, trying to work on it, you know, to achieve them, it doesn't matter, because these life targets are not your targets. So you get for sure, if you reach them or not, you will not get happy. You will get more satisfied. So now you just get most of the time more depressed and more unhappy, and you lose your energies, as an energy level, like physically and emotionally, because you tried so hard to row against the river, you know, to get really not, you know, where you should be being, you know. So now you're just trying to copy and to imitate, you know. And this is putting, as I said in the introduction, these targets, they put so much pressure on ourselves. And especially, you know, because when we then really not achieve them as we want them, because other people could do much better, or like they don't give you the recognition as it was in my case, you know, your undetected expectations were not met. And these, in fact, put you really down on your energy level. So they are really slowing you down, taking all the energy down, and of course, taking all, you know, make you so unhappy and so desperate. So that's a reason when you ask me, Michaela, do you life targets? Do you like targets? Do you like the life targets? Then I'm straight, no. After this story with my father personally, as I was really working, I mean, I was working my ass off to get his recognition. First of all, I did not even see it. I understand it, you know. Then I was working. Then I achieved it. And I was not one bit happy because I did this extra college degree, you know. And it's just a line in my CV, and I had nothing out of it. And I'm not talking here about business outcomes. I'm talking here really about the personal outcome that I could really get, the recognition I was hungry and asking for, screaming out, in fact, so badly towards my father that it just did not happen. And on top, you know, I did not even see that this was an expectation from my side. So I'm straight, this was a life target, not for me. There was a life target of someone else, and I'm not even quite sure if that was a target of my father, in fact. So now that was a target of someone else, but not for sure, not for me. So this self-awareness hurts, of course, no? But now is doch the question. Also, when you struggle with something like this and you say, targets, I have to. And you say, you know what, oh no, this is so much pressure, so much work, and this has to stop somehow. Then is now the question, what is then better, you know, to flip this upside down that you really can get what you want? And now I would like to start with you, in fact, with my second part of this episode, because now I would like to talk with you about how you can flip this upside down as after you have identified the targets, they're not yours, and how you can make really wishes for yourself. And out of these wishes, of course, you big life wish you should be really concentrating on and focusing. So, because wishes, by contrast, they do not put pressure on us, as we simply hope that they could happen in our lives. And if they don't happen, we have an excuse. But if they do happen, of course, we are more happy, more satisfied. And in fact, most of the time we're freaking out because we're thinking, made for it. This is really absolutely it. And yes, this is so great that the universe made this possible for me. And this is exactly the feeling we want to have. So out of the negative zone, in fact, of targets, pressure, I have to, into the swap, into the shift, into the positive into, yes, this is possible. Yes, this is what I want. And yes, yes, yes. Okay. And this is exactly why I personally love wishes. And I'm convinced, you know, that wishes can be ordered by the universe. And how this is in fact working, we now have a closer look at. And that's the reason why I personally love wishes. And I freak out always when one or the other one, you know, step by step really coming true. And it is the case. So the more you wish, in fact, the more it's coming towards you. So you cannot wish too less. And that is really the cool and the absolutely greatest thing about it. And how you do that, in fact, we gonna do this exercise now. So please open up your workbook and take, of course, out a little pen. And now I want you that you write down all the wishes you have or ever had in your life, starting from very small ones up to very big ones, okay? And start with the little ones, and which you can fulfill, of course, for yourself right away. And then, of course, with the bigger ones where you need a little bit more preparation or like a little bit time. But that doesn't matter. It's important that you identify them and write them down. And be very creative, and also take wishes, you know, which you a long time forgotten about, like, you know, wishes back from your childhood. So just do that and really enjoy that. Be very active in doing that. And I just give you one or two little hints, you know, because I also love doing that. And it's really, you know, just be creative. And I'm sure you find about much, much more in your life what you could do and what you can wish for. But I came up with this little exercise, like, you know, that I would like to take, you know, skiing classes, that I would like to go with a special friend on a very long hiking tour, like a vacation, like 8 days, like 10 days hiking, like over the Alpen. I always wanted to do that. Or like in New Zealand, that I do hiking trails. That I go on a summer vacation to the US, for example, a backpack riding horse vacation through the Yellowstone National Park. Or I would like to, for example, go to the Seychelles or the Maldives. I would like to buy myself once an old, you know, very fancy car. And I would like to go back to Hawaii again. You know, a long time I was there. I love this island jumpings, and I love the people and the atmosphere there. It was just hilarious. I love it. Or once I would like to possess a Gucci purse myself. So I would like to buy myself such a purse, you know, as a, not a China fake ones, and a real one, you know. Or I would like to be married. You know, I would like that my schmoozy is proposing to me. Or maybe you have another wish, like, you know, oh, thanks God, I would like to be divorced. This doesn't matter. Just wish everything you have in mind. And exactly. And the more you write down, the better it is. And I wish you a lot of great fun with this little exercise. I'm just double check on the time. And I wanted to be much faster, but I had to talk so much about it. So we just continue in the next episode about it, about, in fact, the second part of how to do really right wishings, or the wishes, in fact, you know, and how you can really turn them into reality. So for the time being, thank you very much for listening, and up to the next one. So if you have any questions, please shoot me a message. You have, of course, the option for a free consulting call. Get in contact with me. We have a closer look into your situation. Also, maybe you would like to talk about your targets, you know, things which are putting so much stress or the pressure on you, and how you can get rid of them. Please shoot me a message. Of course, we can have a look at this. I'm more than happy to do that. Thank you very much for your interest and your trust. And I wish you a great fun with this wishing exercise. So up to the next one. Have a lovely day.